रामाय नमः भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 64 द ट्रायल ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ द वर्ड्स ऑफ संपाति कॉज्ड द लॉन्ग टेल्ड डेनिजंस ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट टू शाउट एंड जंप एंड स्प्रिंग इन मैड ग्ली Then, all eager to get a sight of Sita in her island prison, they raced like wind to the shores of the ocean over whose waters lay the road to Lanka, the capital of Ravana. Before them stretched the vast and boundless waste of waters, in whose unknown depths lie the brightest, the best, and the most precious objects in the world. The monkey hosts encamped on the northern shore of the southern ocean and beheld with ever-increasing wonder the grand and sublime sight before them. Sea monsters of vast and frightful shapes disported themselves in the waters with thunderous cries. Mountainous waves glided over the profound abyss between them and crashed with a sound that deafened the crack of doom. In some places, the sea reflected the azure vaults above upon its smooth and glossy depths. There rose waves of immense height in never-ending succession like a world of serrated mountains. Here your eyes rested upon lovely wavelets that gave one the idea of the Lord of Waters amusing himself in his light mood. The Daityas and the Danavas and the giants that range the nether worlds make it their pleasure ground. The monkeys, unaccustomed to such a sight, were filled with vague and overpowering fears. Their hair stood up with terror and their flesh crept over their bones. Impassable to man or beast or bird, even like the measureless depths above, it turned their hearts to water. And they cried in utter despair, How shall we cross this? Angada, the prince and leader, noted this with growing apprehension, and with deft words and pleasant, he calmed their panic and lifted up their hearts. Who are we that we should allow anxiety and despair to find a footing in our hearts? Endless are the evils that flow from listless despondency. Care and hopelessness ruin a man, body and soul, as swiftly and as utterly as a deadly serpent whom an ignorant child has aroused to fury. A single thought of hopelessness, the slightest touch of despair, if allowed to shatter the bright and earnest endeavors of ours, when engaged in momentous concerns, ever grows and grows in strength and vigor like the terrible devilfish and crushes our hearts and our efforts in its merciless grasp. What can a man achieve in this world, be it the slightest, if his spirit lends itself to the deadly influence of anxiety? Thus did Angada restore the almost lost courage and spirit of his followers. The next morning he called together in council the monkey leaders, hoary with age, wisdom and experience. They gathered around him as the Maruts around the Lord of the Shining Ones. Who but Angada the son of Vali and Hanuman, the mightiest of all monkeys, could control and sway that vast host? The prince stood forth among them and said, Who is that fortunate being among us of deathless fame that will cross these trackless waste of waters? To whom is it given to enable our Lord Sugriva to fulfill his promise to Rama? Who will speed over these 100 yojanas of waves and save us from the deadly wrath of our king? Who is that great one that will achieve our quest for us and lead us back to our happy homes in Kishkindha to behold once more our wives, our children, our relatives, friends, wealth, goods, and close our days in happiness and peace? Who shall we take refuge in to receive a joyous welcome from the mighty Rama, Lakshmana, and Sugriva? If there be anyone among us that can cross this vast space of waters, let him stand forth and offer us life, fame, peace, and happiness. He ended, but dead silence and profound alone echoed his words. Then Angada addressed himself again to them and said, All of you have been highly honored by His Majesty Sugriva as unparalleled in strength and valor, as endowed with indomitable prowess, and as descended from ancestors of might and renown. Never has it been heard or said that any one of you met with any obstacle to your free course anywhere at any time through all the worlds. So I would have every one of you give me an accurate estimate of how far you can leap across. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Kunavati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.